I'm very happy now to welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe Ben Swan and Trixie Con Queso. Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and Trixie is putting on the Fab Faux Fur Fashion Show on February 1st.
Nicely done.
Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us, Mary Charlotte. Yes. Always a pleasure to see you.
And Ben Swan, happy birthday
to you. It's nice to
today
be 40 wonderful again.
Yeah. Again and again.
And again.
So the Fab Faux Fur Fashion Show February 1st benefiting the Northern New Mexico Animal Shelters, not just the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, but also the Española Animal Shelter.
Yes, Española is also involved, and we're going to go ahead and all proceeds that we raise on Wednesday at lunch, we'll split between the two shelters.
Wonderful.
Yes, it's going to be very fun. If you're a fashionista and you love faux fur, you've got to come on down. It's going to just be a gas. We're going to have models walking through the restaurant with faux fur, and they will be accompanied by handsome canine escorts who will be wearing the real fur, who really should be. The only ones should be wearing the real fur, in my opinion. But
okay, so you're not going to put a polyester boa on Fluffy the dog.
No, we're probably not going to go that way with this one.
But they could be attired in very attractive fashions, I'm
right.
sure of it.
Well, one of the little dogs will be wearing a bow tie, kind of like Chippendales, and he'll have a little backpack on that says Tuck a Buck. And so when he walks by, if you want to give a little extra money for the shelters, you can do that.
That's a
so
you're
going to tuck dollars into the dog's belts?
Yeah, well, just one. He kind of looks like a handsome, you know, he's dashing. So, he's got a little tuxedo.
A Chippendale dog?
Yeah.
Chippendog,
yes.
So, this is all happening on Wednesday, the 1st of February, a couple days from now, from noon to 2 at the restaurant Orhouse at Milagro on 139 West San Francisco. Oh, yeah, that's kind of back in there when you walk off San Francisco Street, 139 West San Francisco Street in Santa Fe, and a very low cover charge. For this whole event. So, but talk about the fashion part of it. I mean, besides the wonderful parade of dogs, what about the human fashion?
Right. We have some wonderful boutiques involved, including Origins, Uli's, Whereabouts, and let's see, there's another one. Mimosa just joined us. They're going to be featuring fashions.
And, of course, our retail store will be also presented, represented there with some fashions.
And there's some nice stuff at your retail
beautiful
store.
Beautiful vintage stuff and other awesome fashions.
Yes, both the cat, what the cat dragged in, which is the Santa Fe boutique, and also the boutique for Española has found faux fur that they will be featuring on a model.
They found faux fur that they'll be featuring. We got a lot of February 1st
that
F
is.
Faux fur.
I like those little word challenges, but that's me. And so they're called the Barkin Boutique.
Right.
They're over there by Albertsons. And so we have models from all
by Ginger.
Over.
Yeah, next
yes.
to next door to Ginger here in Santa Fe.
So we're really
excited.
That's
a good place, too.
Very fun.
All right, so that is all happening, ladies and gentlemen. So get your furry or to-be faux-furred self over there Wednesday from 12 to 2 at the Orhouse at Milagro on San Francisco Street. What else is happening? You've got all kinds of events at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, Ben Swan.
Yes, we do. You know, February, I don't know, I just... Today I just thought to myself that this is, you know, they call it the year of the dragon, but it might as well be the year of the feline because there's so many cat-related things going on in February. So, in fact, at the shelter, through the month of February, at the shelter's clinic, we'll be offering free spay and neutering for indoor-outdoor cats. So that's the first 100 people who book an appointment during the month of February will get that surgery free for their animals. So that should be an awesome thing for that. And then
you're making I saw the design for this great t-shirt that you're making that says it's a black t-shirt with letters that says I'm into S&N.
Yeah,
spay and neuter.
That was Jay Oliver and I, a graphic designer, sort of worked on this idea and came up with it. And
sort of gothic lettering.
Yeah, we'll have it probably presented in February sometime, but we really wanted to bring it out for our National Spay Day, which is this year on March 3rd. It's a Saturday. And that's also free spay and neutering for dogs and cats for the first 120 people. It's first come, first serve basis. And it'll be that Saturday morning at the clinic on 2570 Camino Entrada. And I don't know if you were at last year's Spay Day, but it's just a fun event. I mean, people are there with their animals. They're doing the right thing. It's all free, and it's just quick in and out, and there's an energy there that's really exciting. Because you're doing the right.
That's a wonderful thing.
You're doing the right thing for your animal and for all the animals, really, because Indian overpopulation is one of our primary missions at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter.
And it is doable, Colorado being a great example.
It is, you know, and we've got wonderful statistics that show, you know, the clinic's been in operation for about 5 years, 4 years, and it's really made an impact on the number of animals, homeless animals that we get into the shelter. It's really having an impact, and we think this year it'll even show it more. So the more animals we can get spayed and neutered, the better things will be for everyone.
I like it. And you know, when you walk into the Española shelter, there's a big sign that says, have the cojones to neuter your animal.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was excellent.
Yep, it's true. And yeah. It's hard for some people.
It is hard, yeah. But you got to do it.
In our mobile spay clinic, they have their slogan is, it's nuts not to neuter. So we have a lot of fun with all that kind of stuff, you know.
All right, sorry about that. Now, what about the cat contest?
Oh, yeah, we just finished up the cat contest, and I want to show you the award winners. Now, this was a photo online contest, which was really well received. This is the best in show, Lady Tula.
So you basically, I'm going to hold the pictures up to the microphone, and ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And see the cute pictures of the cute cats who really are very cute. And you can see them online at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society website. And it's not only about cute cats, but it's about good photographers.
Yeah, they really, you know, spend a lot of time just capturing the cat's essence. And this is our People's Choice winner, which I thought was kind of nice. We had this year, we let people just sort of vote on who they think the best cat was, and everyone voted on Brinkley, which when this is a shelter alum, and when Brinkley was the shelter, he had sort of a head injury and they called him Bobbles, but he's completely healed and has become this wonderful companion, a very finicky feline for this family.
He looks like he doesn't get to the gym that often.
That means life is good, right?
So yeah, that was a fun contest. We'll try to do it once or twice a year. It's because cats, you know, the cats are wonderful, but when you go in, you know, they don't like bark for attention like dogs. You have to really honor them until they come out. And so you can't really have a dog show like the fashion show. You can't really get cats to walk along the runway.
Not the catwalk. They
Not
don't
the
like
catwalk.
It. No,
no,
thank you.
It's named after them, but they don't like it. So that's why we decided to do this photo online contest.
Excellent. Now, you also have a lot of animals up for adoption. Actually, both of you can tell us about some animals that are adoptable and ready to go into the right home and be just love animals for the rest of your life.
You know, and there's one thing I wanted to point out at the shelter is that we have a lot of people who, you know, they had their own animals or they foster animals, and they really connect with some of the animals at the shelter. And they sponsor the animals' adoption fee. So basically, the fee is waived. And we're really focusing on some of those animals. They've been a long time at the shelter, and we just want to get them homes. And so I brought two that are just wonderful animals whose adoption fees are waived. And there's Freckles. Freckles is a one-year-old shepherd mix. He's fully grown, just under 40 pounds. He's a little shy, but he warms up with people quickly. And once
he's very cute.
He's very cute, right? And I'll give that to you. I'll send that to you so you can put it online.
Okay, great.
So he can be a little. It's best that he just be the only dog in the family.
Right.
Some dogs are like that. Some aren't. And here is another dog named cat. Sorry, this is Joni.
I was gonna say that's a cat.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
A dog in drag.
I mix that up a little bit all the time. So Joni is also one of our animals that is sponsored. So that means her adoption fee is waived. She's about 2 years old, 6 months. She's actually been with us since July. So she's looking for, that's 6 months. So she's looking for a forever home. And she's patiently waiting.
And she's very beautiful and pensive looking.
Yeah.
White with a few black markings.
And I also wanted to tell you that, you know, we do have the main shelter where everybody can see the animals and come adopt them, make friends and for life. But we also go out into the community and have adoption events almost weekly, basically Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And this Friday, we'll be at PetSmart from 1 to 4. And anyway, we're at different places throughout the community, mostly PetSmart and sometimes at Walmart. So just check our website for our off-site adoption events.
Very nice. And you've got Trixie Conqueso, how'd you get your name?
Someone gave it to me. I can't remember. Years ago, they said, you look like a Trixie. And then just to fit in with New Mexico, we added Conqueso. So I performed.
And that's a character.
It's sort of a character that I performed on stage. I did Taos Pride, Albuquerque Pride, Santa Fe show, doing that. So, yes, that's where I'll be doing the Fab Faux Fur fashion show. But I was going to tell you, I did wander into Espanola shelter yesterday, and I said, I'm just here to give you flyers. I'm not looking at dogs. And they said, well, don't you want to just see the Chihuahua section? I said, you have a Chihuahua section? Well, okay, maybe I'll just, you know, walk on by. I'm not going to lock eyes with any of the cutie pies. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
They are so tricky. You know what they do? You walk back there, and they say, oh, here, could you hold this one for a minute? I got to run and do blah, blah, blah. And you, all of a sudden, I'm holding this little white creature that was so nice. He was about to have his nails clipped, so he is very nervous. But, you know.
Chihuahuas tend to be slightly nervous.
He was, but they said they call, like, I have two Chihuahua mixes, Chaco and Cheeto, who will be in the show for their fans. And they have totally calmed down. We pick them up and carry them around and go places, and they're just fine.
So. How do they deal with strangers?
Well, first there's a little talk back. There's a hollaback girl, but they're fine. They get over it. No, it's okay.
I've met them, and they're wonderful. One was in my lap for quite a bit of time, and so the other ones were running around. So Chihuahuas, it's two Chihuahuas can be a little standoffish, but they love to bond with whoever they're.
And we're not talking about true bred. They're mixes. So, yes.
Yeah, but I went up to Rancho de Chihuahua once, and
that's an awesome place.
It is an awesome place.
Where's that?
It's in Chimayo.
Wow.
And you can't just walk in, but you can write to them. And I've never seen so many loving Chihuahuas all in one place in my life. But anyway, so tell us more about.
So yes, at Espanola, they also have, of course, the lovely puppy section, which is very hard to walk by, and then various different dogs of different sizes. There was one little sweetheart they have in a separate cage. It's a Minpin, and for some reason, he doesn't have any teeth. But he's just the biggest sweetie pie, you know, and he's almost fully grown, so he's figured it out, and they feed him the soft food. So he would be a special care dog if someone has a really big heart. That's the type of person they need to come in.
Well, basically, they just have to feed him mush for the rest of his life.
Otherwise, he's fine.
And beef jerky.
Right.
My mother had a Pomeranian who didn't have any teeth. Her name was Babe. She used to travel with her everywhere, but she didn't mind not having teeth.
It's just different, yeah.
Yeah, you might not survive in nature quite as well.
Right, right. So, but anyway, if you're a dog lover or a cat lover and you want to support them, I really hope you'll come out to the fashion show on Wednesday at Milagro in Santa Fe Plaza and raise money for these wonderful animals and the people who do all the work. We are going to have a table there.
Yes.
From both shelters, we'll be featuring some of their extra clothing and accessories that you can buy to help raise money.
Ben, anything else?
Well, yes, as you know, Mary Charlotte, that February is the month of love, and we're having an awesome Sweethearts.
I think every month is the month of love.
How about every day?
Every day is
every
the day of love.
We love more, especially with animals. And to make it easier for people to love more animals, during the month of February, we're offering a Sweetheart special. That means when you adopt an animal, the second and you find somebody, another animal that you love, the second adoption fee will be waived. Can't get any better than that. You can get a dog and a cat, a dog and a gerbil, a dog and a rabbit and a rabbit, cat and a cat. Anyway, bonded.
And also sometimes there's bonded pairs, like two dogs who really need to be adopted together.
Right. We have that occasionally, and it's wonderful when they
or
can
get or two puppies from the same litter.
It's wonderful when they can be at home together. So thank you.
And the Espanola Valley Shelter is on the web at evalleyshelter.org. And the
Santa Fe Animal Shelter is sfhumanesociety.org.
sfhumanesociety.org.
And we do have a Facebook event page for the Fab Faux Fur Fashion Show on February 1st, if you look it up. I know, that got me that one time. So you can look up more details on Facebook if you like that kind of thing.
It should be a lot of fun. They promised me that they were going to take a lot of photos at the event, so we can post them on the Facebook and at different places.
That's right, because you're going away.
I am going away.
You're having a little belated birthday trip.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday to you, Ben Swan, and thank you so much, Trixie Con Queso, for being with us on the Radio Cafe Fab Fur Fashion Show and the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and the Espanola Valley Humane Society, all wonderful organizations. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.